Some of the topics we learn about include the machlekes regarding ribis ketzutza yetsa b'dayanin, interest that was stipulated at the time of the loan, which is forbidden midaraisa, whether the malva is compelled to return the ribis or not, and whether the malva is exempt from malchus or not. All agree avak ribis eino yetsa b'dayanin, interest that was not stipulated at the time of the loan and is only forbidden midrabanan, the malva is not compelled to return the ribis. The discussion regarding the case mentioned in the Seifa of the previous Mishnah, Hamarba Bepeiris Ketzel. The halacha of Ein Poiskin ala Peiris at Sheyotza Hashar. A person may not prepay for produce before they are available for sale in the market and the market price was established. Because if the price increases before the Lekeach gets the produce, this appears to be ribis because the Lekeach receives more expensive produce for his prepayment, which is similar to the ribis paid for a loan. However, Yotza Hashar Poiskin. He may prepay for produce if the market price has been firmly established and they are readily available for sale on the market, even though at the time of the sale the meicher does not own the produce. Because afal pi she'ein lazeh, yesh lazeh. The meicher has the ability to use lekeach's money and buy the produce from the market, and therefore it is considered as if the lekeach immediately owns the produce before its price increases. The machlik is regarding beba loch of bedmein ve'ein leperis. If the lekeach does not prepay with actual money, but rather with a debt that the meicher owes him, and the meicher does not own the produce, is this permitted or not?